This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 213 for Thursday, January 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures turned lower on Thursday morning following small gains in the front months when coming out of the overnight session. The March canola contract loses $2.40 at $866.60 per ton, and the May contract drops $2.30 at $864.20 per ton. Although there are small upticks in global crude oil prices, there are losses among the vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil turns lower with declines in soybeans and soy meal. Malaysian palm oil is down as well, while European rapeseed is mixed. Wide crush margins continue to underpin canola values. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday morning as the United States dollar gains strength. The loonie slips to 73.81 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.03. Most of the U.S. northern plains missed yesterday's snowfall, with the region expected to remain dry for the time being. Meanwhile, Nebraska received upwards to a foot of snow, and the Midwest saw areas with heavy precipitation. A week today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will release a series of reports, including the monthly supply and demand estimates, the quarterly grain stocks, and the annual crop production update. Refinitiv sliced 1% from its calls on Brazil's soybean and corn production. Refinitiv says Brazil's soybeans for this year are to come in at 152.6 million tons, and corn is to be 126.1 million. Reports say Russian President Vladimir Putin informed his Turkish counterpart that he's ready for peace talks with Ukraine. However, the Russian autocrat stressed that Ukraine must give up all claims to its territory occupied by Russian forces. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The March contract loses 11 cents at $14.72.5 per bushel. March soy oil dips nearly 0.2 cents at 62.68 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $2 at $460.70 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the March contract shedding 4 cents at 6.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its March contract down 6 cents at 351.5. The U.S. wheat complex is also lower, as Chicago March slips 4 cents at 742. Kansas City March steps back 3.5 cents at 837. And Minneapolis March is down 2 cents at 901. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.